The Chilly Details of an Amazing Story, read by author Daryl Radford.
Dedicated newspaper reporter walks to work through the blizzard of 78. It was Thursday, January 26, 1978, when a 36-hour storm known now as the infamous Blizzard of 78 hit. Two dedicated Courier-Time staff members took on a postman's attitude. Neither snow nor ice nor wind would keep them from reaching the newspaper office and helping publish another daily edition. Their dedication became news, even though there was no newspaper issue to report it. Betty O'Neill Gibney, a revered reporter here who worked for the Courier-Times for 45 years and lived to be 100 years old, wrote about her experience of that walking more than 2 miles to work, only to find the newspaper office closed. "I had been reared in the show must go on tradition," wrote Gibney, who in her younger years had performed as a New York City Roxyette dancer, forerunners to the Radio City Rockettes. "Anyway, if the Courier-Times is going to put out a blizzard edition, I intended to be part of it." A world traveler, Gibney wrote that she had been to Antarctica a year earlier. "It taught me how to be well-dressed as an adventurer and how she gets herself together," Gibney wrote. "So in preparation, I had put on, in addition to my usual winter dress, woolen slacks over which I had stepped into water-repellent, wind-resistant slacks, and then had put on my waterproof, insulated, cleated boots. That done," she continued, "I slipped into a woolen Norwegian ski sweater, and over that, my beaver coat. On my head, I wrapped two woolen hoods, one over the other, and swathed my face with a woolen scarf. To protect my hands, I put on one pair of woolen gloves and another pair of insulated mittens. I stayed comfy and warm for the whole trip," Gibney added. When she finally arrived at the newspaper office, however, Gibney found no one else was there except for advertising representative George Bonham. "Betty Gibney and George Bonham unbelievably came to work Thursday morning," a Courier-Times article reported. "Both found the door lock frozen shut, and both found it hard to accept that no one was inside working." During the blizzard of 78, the newspaper did not publish either Thursday, January 26th or Friday, January 27th of that year. It's not news now, just a bit of sorry history, a January 28, 1978 article read. It was believed to be the first time in the newspaper's long tenure that issues did not roll off the presses. Mayor Greg York remembered just how bad it was. "I walked across State Road 103 at Riley Road, and the snowdrift was so tall I was eyeball to eyeball with the stoplight and could literally touch it walking to Marsh Supermarket," York said. "That's how deep the snowdrift was."